quarantine has brought out some of our worst habits.
My name is Overseer Robles Valdez, and I just been sitting around just doing nothing.
Ray Dickerson, grade 12. Bad habit I've picked up since quarantine is falling asleep too late.
Sakara Burnett, and my bad habit, procrastinating at the wrong times, ignoring people.
My name is Marlon Harris, and during quarantine, I was bored, so I snacked a lot.
I'm Senior Corey Cooper, and I want to make some suggestions on how to change your habits and get to a better you. First, bored eating can be a real killer to your body. Studies suggest that our mind can manipulate us into thinking that we're hungry, even though it's just out of boredom. If eating is what you do, here's a couple of ideas to first change up what you really eat. Instead of eating hot Cheetos, grab yourself a fruit or some nuts, which can have more value for your health. Second, you have to get off the couch. Nobody says that you have to do a full 5K run. It's just important that your body is circulating with all of this sitting in front of the computer during virtual learning. Maybe do a walk around your house. Find simple stretches that you can do during your lunch break, standing breaks during school. Being in a sitting position for a full 8 hours can be terrible on your posture and circulation overall. Most important, you have to get into a schedule. Sleep can affect every part of your body, your mood, your hunger, your thinking. You should get at least 7 to 8 hours of sleep every day. You know how we all can get if we don't have enough sleep. Ugh. Finally, let's talk to Ritner counselor Dana Durnin, who understands that stress and emotions can run high when we all are cooped up in our houses for a long time. Here are some words from Ms. Dana Durnin. First, we begin with some gentle movement like yoga. Then we find a comfortable place to sit or lie down, and I lead them through a guided imagery or body scan. The entire session lasted for about 20 to 25 minutes. If a student were not ready to talk, I will often ask them to complete a reflection coloring page. This helped them process the emotions that they were feeling and why. The coloring portion also took their mind off of stressful events. When they were done with the coloring page, they were ready to go back to class or ready to talk. I also used sand trays to be less agitated and also keeping a regular schedule. So that is your health tips for getting through this time period. I'm Corey Cooper. For KRHS Media, keep living your best life.